from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
So this is where I get a chance to tell you exactly who I think, 1 through 6, where they rank. Doesn't matter division, doesn't matter conference. This is simply the best the NFL has to offer, but it's all in the moment. And it's a little bit difficult, right? This is kind of like the preseason top 25 in college football. We don't have a lot to go on. We do have some preseason games, but some starters played, some didn't. Here's the thing that's a little bit unique to this year, and I don't know if I have missed it or not, but there's really not been a devastating injury. We don't have a number one running back that has been lost for the season. I mean, we did have a guy shot in the chest, but
flesh wound. He's fine.
He's back working out.
It's unbelievable.
It's amazing to me. And we haven't had any quarterbacks, really any offensive linemen go down. So not a lot of change from what I did this about a month ago when we introduced it. But the teams that are going to get a lot of eyeballs this weekend that are on the precipice of being in the top six, but they didn't make it just quickly. Cincinnati, not in the top six. And some of that is Ja'Marr Chase. Don't know if he's going to be on the field or not. He's still a hold in. Cleveland have one of the best defenses in the NFL. Just not sure if they'll be able to put it together offensively. Green Bay, kind of a hot team now. Everybody wants to talk about Jordan Love. Until they prove it down in Brazil, I don't know if they are deserving of being in the top six. Atlanta, with all of the free agent moves that they have made, and obviously the quarterback controversy that they have going on. It's not really a controversy, but Kirk Cousins, are they able to unlock Bijan Robinson, Kyle Pitts, and the receivers that they have there? And then the Rams, who we will see week one here in Detroit. And a little bit of them will be, can they stay healthy? What's the defense like without Aaron Donald? And we know that, hey, Dan Campbell said 2 days ago, happy that they don't have to prepare for an Aaron Donald defense, which I am as well. So number six for me, here's where some of the movement has happened. Number six is San Francisco. And I have them at six because Trent Williams is just now landing in San Francisco to get ready to get up to speed and play football. And he hasn't been. He is right there with Penei Sewell, one of the best tackles in all of football. But having missed some time myself, I know that it's mentally, he'll be just fine. Physically, how will he be in the fourth quarter? The only way to get in football shape is to play football. You can run, you can lift, you can do all of those things, but you can't get in football shape without actually playing football. So, and obviously Ricky Pearsall will not be available in week one. I don't know how long he's going to be out. Brandon Ayuk, fresh off of the new contract. He was a hold in, but how will they manage everything? And I didn't really like how Brock Purdy played in the preseason. It is preseason, but I did knock him down a notch. The team that moved up in my power rankings for not doing anything is the Houston Texans. I think this is a team now with Stephon Diggs, and I thought Greg brought up a great point the other day. The honeymoon is still on, and he could be good there for a year, maybe two, before things get worn out. We saw him get worn out in Minnesota. We saw him get worn out in Buffalo. Will he be able to be third wheel behind Nico Collins, Tank Dell? Tank Dell is healthy, and I think C.J. Stroud is set up for a big year. Defense, I think they are second year of Will Anderson Jr. I think he's going to be rocking and rolling, and they signed Danielle Hunter. So I've got them at number five. Number four, the Philadelphia Eagles. Fly, Eagles, fly. And I am, this is one that I will be watching with great anticipation. Saquon Barkley behind that offensive line with Jalen Hurts. I think Jalen Hurts is a good quarterback. And I don't care what happened at the end of last year. I think he's a good leader. And no more Matt Patricia defensively. I think they're going to be rocking and rolling. I think they hit the ground literally running. And with the receivers that they have, A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, Jahan Dotson, Goddard is their tight end. And then you throw Saquon Barkley, Jalen Hurts all in the mix. I think they're loaded offensively. Number three, the Baltimore Ravens. They're a team that continues to knock at the door. I know that they're always going to play a physical brand of football. They're going to be a team defensively, obviously led by Roquan Smith, Matabuque up front. They are, they're going to always be a good defense. They're always going to be in the game. And when you have the reigning MVP, two-time MVP, you pair that with Derrick Henry. Do they run the read option?
How do you stop it?
I don't know how you would stop it. And the question is, can Lamar Jackson be the passer? That's kind of always been the question. And does having Derrick Henry take a little bit of the load off of Lamar Jackson of having to run the ball? Does it allow him to continue to develop as a passer? He is much better now than he was when he came into the league, and credit him and the coaching staff for developing him as a passer. Number two, our Detroit Lions.
Okay.
And I think, I mean, I'm as high on the Lions as anybody. Obviously, I'm still holding tight to the 14 wins. They have come through the preseason, and yeah, we've had some injury scares. Jahmyr Gibbs, you know, Penei Sewell. Is Frank going to be able to stay healthy at center? I think they are set up for a monster year. I can't wait to see this offense, but more importantly, I can't wait to see the defense and how much better it is. Aaron Glenn finally has some tools to play with. Pressure is on him now to go out there and devise a scheme to put Aiden Hutchinson in a position to be successful, to put Jack Campbell in his second year in a position to be successful. And we all know the secondary, that's going to be where all eyes are. And I'm excited to see how the young players play. Number one, there's no secret, till they're knocked off their perch, it's Kansas City. Their team, I mean, they've gone and solidified the offense a little bit more. Rashee Rice, a little bit of question, off-season issues.
He's going to play, though.
He's going to be playing, but how long is he going to be playing? Marquise Brown, Xavier Worthy, Juju Smith-Schuster coming back to Kansas City. To me, they're a team that is set up for, obviously, success with Patrick Mahomes. Anytime he takes the field, they are the prize of the NFL.
Yeah, the Chiefs belong at number one. They've won three Super Bowls the last 5 years, back-to-back. They have a great defense. And the only knock last year is the receivers weren't helping them out. And you just touched on it. They really made a concerted effort to give them not only receivers, but some field stretchers. Yeah. Worthy's a guy that gives them the vertical element. You want to push those safeties back. Same deal when Hollywood's healthy. Opens it up for Kelce, Pacheco on the ground. They become an unstoppable offense once again to go with the defense. Lions at two. Love it. Love that we're going into a season where the Lions are the biggest threat to knock off the Chiefs, Ravens, Eagles, Texans, and I was a little surprised you bumped San Francisco down. I thought you would bump them up because they got those guys back.
I just think they got them back a little bit late. Week two, sure. Now, I mean, obviously Monday Night Football, we'll see what is the Jets. I didn't mention the Jets. They are just below those five teams that I had mentioned. And I just don't know Aaron Rodgers. Is he still the guy that we saw for so many years in Green Bay? Or is he what we saw the very last year in Green Bay where he set a career record in interceptions?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm high on the Bengals this year. So is Tom. How big a deal is this Chase thing? Like, it's game week. He's not practicing. He has 2 years left on his deal.
And they're a team and an organization that is very stingy in regards to contracts.
So where does this go, this game of chicken, where he's set out of your college football? He could say, I'll get fined. I'm not making enough for it to really hurt me that much. It's worth it sitting out to get $35 million like Justin Jefferson, and we know the Bengals don't want to budge. Tom, your thoughts?
Yeah, I don't understand the point of doing this at this point. They need him. The other thing is they lost one of their tackles in the preseason. It might actually have been one of the bigger preseason injuries. I'm still high on him because I just believe in Joe Burrow, and I just... They were 9-8 last year, and he missed significant time. So I think they'd be foolish not to get Chase in there. I wanted to go back to that Rodgers and the injury thing. Yeah. I think it's one of the biggest question marks heading in the season is how do Aaron Rodgers and Kirk Cousins bounce back from Achilles injuries? I mean, you see this. This is a real big problem for basketball players. If you get that injury at that age, in your mid-30s or beyond, and you dealt with it, I think it might be harder than we're thinking.
Well, yes, but both of these guys are experienced enough. And Aaron Rodgers, to me, is a guy, he's made some plays. He's not a statue, hasn't had to be a statue. He is a quote-unquote mobile quarterback. He's not going to be lighting it on fire in terms of yards on the ground. But I think he's a guy mentally that it's not going to affect him, and he's going to be able to distribute the ball, get rid of the ball. I just don't know. I just don't know.
It's a harder thing to bounce back from athletically once you get to that age.
I would say, but those two don't rely on their athleticism, Kirk and Aaron Rodgers, which it's going to be mental processing, getting the ball out.
Your natural instincts, though, take over, and if he tries to do something he's naturally instinct to do and then can't do it,
then your season's over.
Right. Well, yeah, but I don't think the risk of re-injury is not what you're talking about. The risk of just not being able to perform to the level that he has before.
Last note on Cincinnati, not to do Cincinnati radio, pay the guy. You know what the market is. Everybody else is settled. You want him there long-term. Do what the Lions did. It was 2 years early on Penei Sewell. You believe in your guy, you pay him, you take care of him. Cost only goes up.
I'd love Joe Burrow to say something, actually. Yeah. Because then it becomes his organization and no more of this cheap stuff that you were referring to. They are. They're known as a cheap. Why you don't play that game. When you have a superstar, you pay him in the NFL. It's just stupid.
But for now, they're on the power outage. They're not in the power surge.
Power surge, week one.
Check it on Wednesdays. It's 97.1.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.